taken from Amos chapter 3, verse 1 to chapter 4, verse 13. We shall have two responsive readings this afternoon. Our first responsive reading is from Amos chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. Let's all rise to read this responsively. Amos chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. You may read from the screen or from your personal Bible. Amos 3, 1, 15, and I shall begin. Verse 1. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he had taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city and the Lord has not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Publish in the palaces at Ashdod and the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. For they know not to do right, saith the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, an adversary there shall be even round about the land, and he shall bring down thy strength from thee, and thy palaces shall be spoiled. Thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs, or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria in a corner of a bed, and in Damascus in a couch. Hear ye, and testify in the house of Jacob, saith the Lord God, the God of hosts, that in the day I shall visit the transgressions of Israel upon him. I will also visit the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground together. And I will smite the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, saith the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his inerrant and infallible word. Let us all pray. Most gracious God, thank you for your word of life, the Bible. Teach us to appreciate that within its pages is wisdom, surpassing the wisdom of the ancients. Wealth more precious than silver and gold, light for life's pathway, and food for spiritual growth. O Lord, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things of your word. We are but children and pilgrims on this earth. Hide not your word from us. Hear this, our sincere heart cry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. In the next couple of weeks, we will study three shorter messages by Amos. All of the speeches begin with the command, hear. Chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1. And chapter 5, verse 1. Today we'll study the first two speeches. Roman numeral 1. Hear about the certainty of judgment. Hear about the certainty of judgment. And letter A, the revelation of coming judgment. The revelation of coming judgment. This is in Amos chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. The following incident was reported by an embarrassed father. He said, I was taking a shower when my two-year-old son came into the bathroom and wrapped himself in toilet paper. Although he made a mess, he looked adorable. So I ran for my camera and took a few shots. They came out so well that I copies made and included one with each of our Christmas cards. Days later, a relative called about a picture, laughing hysterically and suggesting I take a closer look. Puzzled, I stared at the photo and was shocked to discover that in addition to my son, I had my reflection in the mirror, wearing nothing but a camera. Brother Jeff, better don't do that, okay? What a revelation! Similarly, we have a revelation here. But unlike the father, Amos did not reveal himself. He was revealing to the people of Israel coming judgment. Amos invited the people of Israel to hear a pronouncement of judgment the Lord has spoken against the whole family of Israel. Amos chapter 3 verse 1 says, "Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying." Based on the way Amos started his pronouncements, how much of an audience do you think he attracted? Moving on, Amos chapter 3 verse 2 says, "You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities." Criminals never enjoy listening to a judge's sentencing after being found guilty. The sentencing is never good. Israel alone enjoyed a special relationship with the Lord. Therefore, Israel faced added responsibility for their sinful behavior. Now, Amos chapter 3, verses 3 to 6 comprises a list of questions, each of which demands a negative answer. After hearing the questions, Amos's audience would respond, "Certainly not." The questions with their certain answers illustrate the certainty of Israel's judgment. Just as there is an inevitable connection between many events in ordinary life, so there is an inevitable connection between God's revelation to Amos and Israel's future judgment. Let us look at the questions in turn. Amos began the series of questions by asking if two people can walk together without first having agreed to walk together. Chapter 3, verse 3. He is talking about God and himself in this question. He is giving his pronouncement credibility by saying that he has a unity of heart with God. The message is from the Lord. Second, a lion does not roar unless he has first spotted his prey in the forest. Verse 4a. The lion's roar immobilizes his prey with fear, so the lion can more easily rush upon it. Third, a young lion does not cry out or growl with satisfaction unless he has captured his prey and brought it to his den. Amos chapter 3, 4b. Fourth, a bird does not fall into a trap unless the trap had been baited with some kind of a lure. Jinn in verse 5a. Fifth, a trap will not spring up from the earth to snare its catch without the animals first triggering it. Verse 5b. Six, city dwellers do not tremble in fear unless the warning trumpet has first been sounded. Verse 6a. And seventh, no evil calamity comes upon a city unless the Lord has done it. Verse 6b. By asking the questions, Amos made clear that God would not punish his people until he made it known through his prophets. Verse 7. The Lord God first revealed future judgment, and then the prophets were compelled to prophesy. Verse 8. What had been revealed by God through the prophets would certainly come to pass. Now, what has God revealed to us or commanded us to do that we should pay attention to? God has revealed His will to us in the Bible. He has commanded us to love Him with all our heart and our neighbors as ourselves. He has commanded us to be active in using our spiritual gifts in the context of a local church. God has commanded us to pray and to commune with Him. And are you doing it? Are you doing it? Not only do we have the revelation of coming judgment, we have, letter B, the proclamation of coming judgment. The proclamation of coming judgment. This is in Amos chapter 3, verses 9 to 15. Amos invited the people of Ashdod and Egypt to assemble themselves at Samaria, the capital city of the northern kingdom of Israel, and to observe the unrest and oppression in the city. Chapter 3, verse 9. Not only the people of Samaria not do right, they did not even know how to do right. Verse 10. Because the wealthy ruling class robbed from the poor and treated them violently, God would send the Assyrians as an invading adversary to plunder their palaces. Verses 10 to 11. This prophecy was fulfilled in 722 BC. See for yourself 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 to 23. And in particular, 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 to 14 says, "Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, Turn ye from the evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets." Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in the Lord their God. So what did Israel do with God's warnings and admonitions through His prophets? What did Israel do? They refused to hear them. They refused to hear them. The destruction of Samaria's citizenry would be so complete that only the smallest remnant would survive, and they would be deported. Amos chapter 3, verse 12. The size and condition of the remnant is likened to a pair of legs or to a piece of an ear. All that remains of a sheep after a lion devours it. This stands in stark contrast to their then present condition of luxury, in which they could rest at will on beds and couches. There is a correlation between living a comfortable life and ignoring God. Why is there a correlation between living a comfortable life and ignoring God? Because the comfortable life leads people to believe that they can get along just fine without God. Judgment would not stop at Samaria, but would extend south to the altars of Bethel. Chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. Jeroboam the first has set up one of two golden calves at Bethel. 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 26 to 33. He developed a new priesthood, instituted a new feast day, and constructed a new altar. The idolatry at Bethel had become so popular that Jeroboam the second moved his royal residence there, according to Amos 7:13. And very likely, many of Israel's wealthy class followed his example. God would destroy the king's cool summer house and warm winter house, along with the ivory inlaid houses of his nobles. Chapter 3, verse 15. Roman numeral 2. Hear about the reasons for judgment. Hear about the reasons for judgment. And this is Amos chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Let us all rise again to do our second responsive reading to get your food digested. This time from Amos chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Again, you may read from the screen or from a personal Bible. This is the second here. All right, verse 1, and I shall begin. Hear this word, ye kind of Bashan. They are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to the masters, bring and let us drink. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness that, lo, the day shall come upon you that he will take away your hooks and your posterity with fish hooks. And ye shall go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her, and ye shall cast them into the palace, saith the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress, and Gilgal, multiply transgression, and bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this liketh you, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord God. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, because they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer one devoured them, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have sent among you her pestilence unto the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel, in unison. For lo, he that formeth the mountains, and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, and maketh the morning darkness, that treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Lord bless the reading of his word. Thank you, and please be seated. The second hear ye. We may divide this passage into three sections. Letter A, the affluent women exploited the poor. The affluent woman exploited the poor. And this is in Amos chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. The rich women of Samaria threatened and harassed the poor, in order to take from them what little they had. Chapter 4, verse 1. Amos called these overindulgent women kine, or cows of Bashan. Cows of Bashan. Bashan. Bashan, on the eastern side of the Jordan, which translates to modern-day Syria and the Golan Heights, was noted for its splendid pastures and fattened cows. Jeremiah 50:19, Ezekiel 39:18, and Micah 7:14. The women had lost all the respect normally due to them. Their actions warranted the title of cow. Do you suppose any of the cows were convicted by their actions? Most likely not. They probably were appalled by the insult and refused to listen to Amos's words of condemnation. The Assyrians would break up Samaria's walls and would lead the women put through the breaches. Chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. The cruel Assyrians would organize the women in the single files by fastening them together with hooks. Those who were so led out would be the fortunate ones, since others would die in the siege and would be cast out as corpses. Amos chapter 8, verse 3 says, "And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence." Letter B. The people worshipped in hypocrisy. The people worshipped in hypocrisy. And this is in Amos chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. Throughout the book of Psalms, the people of God were invited to enter God's presence, to offer a sacrifice and to worship Him. Amos sarcastically invited the people of Israel to go before the idols at Bethel and Gilgal, to offer sacrifices and to multiply transgressions. Chapter 4, verse 4. Amos also invited the people to take their tithes, thanksgiving offerings, and freewill offerings because they love these outward displays of religion. Chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. And verse 5 says, "And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings, for this liketh you, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord God." Why do you think the Israelites loved offering sacrifices? They probably saw the sacrifices as beneficial to them. They probably believed they were gaining a good standing with their God, small letter G, and thereby obtaining a license to indulge in sinful practices as they pleased. For Israel, religion was only superficial and without that which pleased the Lord, namely justice, mercy, humility. Their religion was without justice, without mercy, without humility. Notice a parallel with Micah chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. They, in the footsteps of Jeroboam the first, developed their own beliefs to follow while ignoring God's clear commands. Let us see. The nation refused to repent. The nation refused to repent. And this is in Amos chapter 4, verses 6 to 13. The people refused to repent of their sins, even though God has sent famines, droughts, crop diseases, locusts, human diseases, war, and burning fires. Amos chapter 4, verses 6 to 11 says, "And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months of the harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered." So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. "Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased. The palmer worm devoured them. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. If you went through any of the troubles listed in these verses, do you think you will at least consider that God might be trying to get your attention? What does Israel's resistance to God's discipline tell you about the deceptive power of sin? Sin blinds people to the need for God even when He disciplines them. Sin convinces people that they are self-sufficient and don't need to listen to God. God had long promised His people that if they failed to keep the Mosaic covenant, He would punish them with these very judgments. Leviticus 26:16-39 and Deuteronomy 28:17-61. This explains why five times Amos bemoaned the fact that Israel had not returned to the Lord. Chapter 4, verses 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. And see also for yourself 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 33-37. Since the people refused to repent, God challenged them to prepare to meet Him in a terrifying confrontation of judgment. Amos chapter 4, verse 12. God would have His way with Israel since He is the Lord, the God of hosts. Verse 13. And Amos chapter 4, verses 12 to 13 says, therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, He that formeth the mountains and createth the wind and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is His name. What attributes of God are mentioned or alluded to in these verses? God's omnipotence is seen in His creation of the earth and His control of the weather. His omnipresence is seen in His walking on the high places of the earth. And which of the attributes would suggest that listening to God's direction is wise? Which of these attributes? All of God's attributes demand that we fear Him and respectfully listen to Him. Hear ye! Hear ye! Hear about the certainty of judgment and hear about the reasons for judgment. Amos's messages serve as good reminders for us to listen to and obey God. Amos chapter 3 verse 8 tells us that fearing God is an important part of listening to God. This verse says, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Why is fearing God such an important part of listening to God? Why? Because fearing God is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. We listen and obey God after we learn to fear, that is, respect God. When Michael Hodgins' brother was about 5 years old, he wanted to answer the cell phone. So he watched and listened very carefully. One day, he got to the phone first. He picked it up and knew just what to say. He said, hello? Nope. Goodbye. And immediately hung up the phone. Hello? Nope. Goodbye. I think we sometimes make up our minds how to answer God without really listening to his message.